that she has to drink the water. Says it three times. Satana Rabbani, Fehishka Na Talmud Loimel. What do we have to say? She should drink the water. Vehishka. It said already one time that she has to drink the water. Because it says three times in this Pasha by Midbehei, in the Pasha of Saita, of her to drink the water. So first one about the first two times, what do we need it for? So we dashin like this, Tanakama dashins, Shem Nimchaka Megillah. Let's say after they wrote the Megillah and they put it into the water, and all the words got erased in the water, that's what you're supposed to do. All the words, even Hashem's name, was erased in the water. Now, before she drinks it, V'yameris Eini Shaisa. And she says, no, I'm not going to drink. That's what she says. So what are we supposed to do about it? Is Ma'arin Oisa, we force her, or Mashkin Oisa Bakorcha. We like force her to drink the water. We don't ask her any questions, we force her. Even though if before we made the Mechikas HaMegillah, she would say she does not want to drink. We would not force her to drink. That's because, okay, we're not going to make the Mechika. But once we already have the Megillah erased in the water, now the Loch Rishi has to drink the Me'amorim. That's the second time, Vehishka, that we like force her to drink the water. Tivu Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, V'acha Yishka. There's a third time in the Pasha the Torah says the word about Yishka. That it says, Lashon of V'acha Yishka, which is Mashma, according to Rabbi Shimon, that means, after they bring the Mincha, then she should go to drink the Me'amorim. Not Tamalim, what do we need the Pasuk for? It already said already two times before Vihishka that she has to drink the Me'amorim. Ella, what does the Shimon mean? What is the last pasuk telling us? Ella, what it means to say is Li'achar kol ha'maisim kulam hu amurim l'mala. That it means to say Vi'acha Yishka means the last thing that we do to the Saita is to make her drink this water. That means after we brought the Mincha. So after you do these things, then she first drinks the Me'amorim. That's why Rav Shimon Dashin's this third lashon of the Acha Yishka. After she has to drink means after the Mincha, that's when she drinks the Me'amorim. So Magda comes to teach us that Gimel Dvar Makvimbo. There are three things that are marked here by the Saita. Achaloi Korv HaKoimitz. That for Avada, the Mincha means you have to be marked, you have to bring the Kemitza. That you have to burn the Kemitza. And Avada, you have to have the Megillah that you wrote up, and you put it into the water, and all the words of the Megillah got erased in the water. And up until what? She has to accept upon herself the Shavuos. Yeah. So there are three things that are makiv by a site. Yeah. Let's see Rashi a little bit. Rashi says like this. Hofi Gassina, Tana Rabbonin. Vihishka ma tamalim loikva nema vihishka shim nimchuko. Vlagasinam basra bereisha vakama vaseifa. Purush meshuvasu vatoya vlaila nimchuko mashma zem nema vichila. Vokit Purush, Rashi says. Seidra mikroyas kachu. This is the Seidra of the Psukim. It says, V'kosav, you should write the Megillah, U'mocho, and erase it, V'hishka, and you make a drink. Then it says, V'heinef ha-mincha, you bring the mincha, V'hikriv, Ta'inu ha-gosha, V'komas, V'hikto. So it says, then you bring the mincha. Then V'yachar, Yishka, Asisha. Then it says, V'yachar, after Mashmi, Hasem Shim's Drosha. After the mincha, then we make a drink, the Me'amorim. Esamayim. For all the suksiv and later, the third time, the pasuk says again, Hashko Ashlish is the third time. It says, Vishka Samayim, Voisa Nitamas. So the question says, three times this pasha drinking. Now, Kamar of Kirukiva says, Vishka, he should have said, Kaidam Akhtar Asamincha, the first one that it says, Matam Loima. For like Vanemar Akhtar Akhtar Asamincha, Vishka says already later she has to drink the water. And that's the Yika. Vienna Rishon Davka. To be the Sivyacha Yishka Sisha, which is Mashma, after they make the Mincha, she has to drink. So if so, Shmamina Ashkoach Aktorhi. The Mashma, even Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon, that the drinking goes after the Mincha. If so, Matam Lema Vishka Sisha, Achra Mechika. How come the Psukim first talk about that she drinks the water after they erase it? It's before the Mincha. So what does the Pasuk mean she drinks there? So Alam Dechor, Rabbi Kiva says, that's like extra, comes to teach us. If the Megillah was erased already, and she says that she doesn't want to drink, then no, we force her to drink it. That's the way Rabbi Kiva Dashan is took it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, turn over. Yeah. So good. So Kif, that's Rabbi Akiva Drosha. Then Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Pasuk says the second one, V'yacha Yishka, means that she has to drink afterwards. The Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, V'yacha Yishka Matam Loimer, V'yachvanem of Yishka Lepri. So twice Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon is not arguing Rabbi Akiva. Ela ma dorish haikro, my dorish haikro. Rabbi Akiva Dashin is the first Yishka, and Rabbi Shimon Dashin is the second one. V'yachom lekamam shmaitan, they both agree that the locher is that she has to drink the water first after the mincha, and the first pasuk that says she's to drink, that's like Rabbi Akiva, that sometimes we force her to drink it. And then we said what? It says a third time, like Fanemra, she says, pasuk shlishi v'ishka samayim, liyachar aktara, matam lo v'yachar yishka. It says already that she drinks the water after the aktara. So why does it say a second time for v'yachar yishka? So Shimon says, what means to say is, achar kol ha'maisim kulam amur l'malo. Umar Omer l'malo, what does it say before? Ha shvua, v'kabola, oksiv v'mechika, v'aktara samincha. So the three things that it says before this v'yachar yishka is the inyan of a shvua, is the inyan of the mechika, and then the inyan of the mincha. So Magad comes teaches us this pasuk that shloish shedvar malo l'makvin aktara v'yashvua v'mechika. Kama parav shita, kardim v'mechika, ma tishtem. That's pshita. A kofon, that's what the Shimon does with the word v'yacha yishka means, after you did these three inyonim of the shavua, of the mechika, and the aktara, then first she drinks the water. So where it says now, Rabbi Shimon the time, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own tam, the yoma that he says, makrives minchosa, the seder is, first they bring her mincha, v'yacha kach mashka, and then she drinks the water. Now, we say, now, Achshla, Zemar explains, now, I said before, three things are likuva. So Zemar asks, Achshla, Nimcha, Ka, Megila, like, what do you have to tell me that for? That it's likuva if they did not erase the Megila. For the Gemara, Elamah, Mashkala, if they did not erase the Megila in the water, so that's not the water she's supposed to drink. Like, Shita, how are you going to let her drink if you did not erase the Megila in the water? Now, what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Lo Nitzchos come to teach us, L'sherishuma Nikar. That means, how much of the Megillah has to be erased in the water? It's not enough if you have most of the ink off. But it has to be, all the ink is off the Megillah. There's not even a Rishuma Nikar. There's nothing left over on the Megillah. Rav Ashi says, Shimhoye Rishuma Nikar. That means if there would have been a little bit of ink left over, Sarach Lachzor V'Limchek Ashla Yehei Rishuma Nikar. You have to make sure that Megillah is completely erased. There are no marks are left over on the Megillah. That was a lacha we had before, that you have to write it with a diyoy, a type of an ink, that's erasable in the water. So that's the chiddush over here. Then it says, well, another thing is, Achshla tekabel le'shvua. That she has to be mekabel, the shvua is first. So the verse says, mishtu de le'shosi. That she doesn't drink. Mashmi just saying now what? That she doesn't drink the water yet. Abba ha'michta ksivlo. But Mashmi could write the Megillah first. I've all my Rava said before, Megillah Saita Shekosva Kodim Shekabal Le'eshvua. If the Kohen wrote this Megillah Saita before the Saita herself accepted the Shuas, La'yosav Le'klum, she didn't do anything. So if so, Pshita, you have to have the Kabbalah Shuas first. Sumar says, Echnami, Kedai Naspa. That's extra, we don't really need it over here. Like Pshita, to say that's worm is, that first she has to be mekabel the shvuas, and then first she could even start to write the Megillah. The Gemara says now, but my kemiflagi, what's the machlokes over here? So Rashi says, the masnisin koi on the Mishnah, ubraisin nokat breish lashmina mechiyal from Shimon taimei, ukaboy rabban hash teichi darshin mekruah from Shimon echadarsh lo kulkulei. First the Gemara goes to explain the braises, but now the Gemara takasha, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? You have a machlokes in the Mishnah, what's the seid hadvarim? That the Tanakhama says, first they let her drink the water, and then they first brought the mincha. And Rav Shimon says no, that first they brought the mincha, and then she drank from the water. So Gemara says, now, but my kamiflugi, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, like we had before, Tlosi Kroyik Sivi. And this Pasha says three times the inyan of she to drink the water. Fehishka Kama says first time she should drink. V'yacha Yishka, then it says after the Maisim she should drink. Then V'yishka Basra says a third time she should drink the water. So what do we do with these three times? So Rabbonin say V'yishka Kama Lagufa. Shemashka, the first Hishka goes for itself. To teach us that's the Seder. that the first thing we do is we let her drink the water. Shemashka, we let her drink the water. V'yacha kach makrives minchasa. And after she drinks, then the kohen first brings the mincha. That's the first fehishka. Then what's the second one? V'yacha yishka mi boilei l'sherishum enikah, like we just had. To tell us that when they go to erase the Megillah, it has to be erased completely in the water, that there's no signs left over on the Megillah. The Ishka Basra, what do we need the last, the third time, the Ishka, comes to teach us, like Rabbi Kiva's Yerusha, Shenim Chaka Megillah, if first they put the Megillah in the water, and they erased it already in the water. Now we are Meris, and the Shaisa, now she comes and says, no, I'm not going to drink. No, she doesn't admit that she did this nus. She just says she doesn't want to drink. So Lachar is nothing doing. We force her to drink. Ma'arin oisa like forsa or mashka isa makocha. We like force her to drink. That's the limud of this third time for Hishka. That we force her to drink. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon, that's the Tanakama. Now Rabbi Shimon, son of Rabbi Shimon holds, no. V'yacha yishka, the second one that says v'yacha yishka l'gufa. That's for the main halacha. That what? Shemakir v'smincha, that first the kahanim bring her mincha, v'yacha kach mashka, and then she first goes to drink the water. That's the second one, that's the main one. Now v'hishka kama, what do we do with the, what do we do with the first word v'hishka? This is Rabbi Kiva, shem hishka, that's for the evidence, if she drank first, v'yacha kach hitka v'smincha shera. That even though you're supposed to bring the mincha first, but if b'di'evit she drank the water first, and then they brought the mincha, also it's kosher. That's why it says the first time v'hishka. Now v'hishka basra, what do we do with the third time the Torah says the word v'hishka? And that's from Kibbutz Rosha, that shem mincha ka megillah, if they already erased the megillah in the water. V'yomre nishaisa, now she says, no, nothing doing. I don't want to drink. Halacha is mara naisa, or mashka naisa makocha. Shake her up like, and we force her to drink the water. Yeah. So everybody agrees to Rabbi Kiva's drushes. So on Yeshayla, from which word of Hishka do we make it from? Now the Gemara asks, the Rabbonin, b'di'eved, well, what's the term of the Rabbonin? Why do they argue in the B'shimin? For Rabbonin, b'di'eved, they post a kroah. Rabbonin swears, you can't use the first word of Hishka to say that b'di'eved, if you made the Ashkor first, it's good. That's what the B'shimin does with it. The Rabbonin said, that's no good. That's not the way the Torah talks. Like, usually the first v'hishka should be the Iker Halacha. Then the second and third you make drushes. But not the third, the second one is the Iker, and the first one's for b'di'evit. That's why the Rabbanim do not like Rav Shimon's drushes. Therefore the Rabbanim say, the first v'hishka is the Iker. That you first mashka the water, and then we bring the mincha. So that's the machlokes. Now, the sovereign of the Kiva, the truth of the Kiva holds, mashka noisa b'korcho, that there's this case, that they erased the water. They erased it, that we forced it to drink. For a tiny, we learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kalbo shel barzel matil techpia. They put like a metal piece in the mouth to keep the mouth open. Why? She nimcha ka megillah, that in case that the megillah was erased, the yomer, then she's going to tell us, and the shirt, she doesn't want to drink, that mara noisa mashka noisa b'korcho will force her to drink. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So we have this metal bite-like that we put in the mouth. Omer Rabbi Kiva says no. Klum on utzrichim el leboitko. The whole purpose of to drink is to check her out. For lebeduka v'yamedis. Then Mashma, since she's saying she doesn't want to drink, we don't force her to drink. Because we say for sure, since she's saying she doesn't want to drink, that like she's admitting that she's temeya. She's admitting that she did this nus. So the whole purpose to make her drink is to be boitko, to check her out. But here she's like telling us that she had this nus. See, Sri Rabbi Kiva says that we do not force her to drink to Mehamorim. But rather Rabbi Kiva says, Ella, the din is like this. Actually, Korav HaKlemetz, before the Kayin made the Kemitz on the Mincha, before he like burnt the Kemitz on, Yechol Alach Zabo. Then she has the right to say she doesn't want to drink, and we do not force her to drink the water. But Misha Korav HaKlemetz, once the Kohen already brought the Mincha, he was marked near the Klemetz, then the Lachar is, Eini Yechol Alach Zabo. Then she cannot change her mind anymore, and even though she says she doesn't want to drink, still we force her, we make her drink. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Now before the Gemara goes to answer the first Stira, now the Gemara asks the Stira and Rabbi Kiva himself. Well, the time I have a question on you, Rabbi Kiva itself. Tikshi loch higufa. What you yourself are saying doesn't make sense.
You're telling me yourself the what? Mishikor of Hakli Meitz, once the Kayin brought the Kemitza, made the Mincha, Eim Yechol Alachzabo. She cannot change her mind anymore, and she cannot say she doesn't want to drink. But now we force her to drink. So the question is why? For Halai Beduka V'yoymedes. She's like checked out, according to Rabbi Akiva, when she says she doesn't want to drink, that's like she's telling us that she's Temeya. So even though we made the Mincha ready, why do we force her to drink the water? So Gemara says on this, like Kasha, I tell you there's no stira. This alone is not a Kasha. I tell you it depends. One case is that we see she's like trembling. She's scared. When she says she doesn't want to drink, it's because she's scared. So then we say it could be really she's tahira. Really she's not admitting that she did this nus. Just that she's scared now because she's afraid to drink the water, because she thinks even though she's tahir, still the water will harm her. So then we force her to drink. But for her to come ahad rabo machmas groyusa. Like when does Rabbi Akiva say if she changes her mind and says she doesn't want to drink, we don't force her to drink? That's if she's acting normal. She's a normal lady now, she's still in the normal mind. So she says she doesn't want to drink, then we say for sure that she's like telling us she did have this nus and she's temeya. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara, then we do not force her to drink. Vochikoma, this is what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Kol machmas b'riyusa, anytime that she's in a normal mood, and she tells us she doesn't want to drink, klal klal leshasiyah. Then at all we do not force her to drink, because that's Rabbi Akiva's svara. He beduka v'yemedis. She's like checked out already. We see clearly that she's saying she's temeya. We don't force her to drink. But what about machmas resisa? But let's say she says she doesn't want to drink, and we see her trembling. We see she's afraid. She's scared. So then we have a good doubt to say that maybe she's still really tahor. Just she's afraid to drink the water. So then it depends. Actually, Karav HaKemetz, if we're talking about before the Kohen made the Kemitza yet, Tiyakati Lo Imchot Megillah, that up until now they did not make the Mechikas HaMegillah, they didn't put the Megillah into the water. So then we don't force her to drink, we like stop right there and we don't tell her to drink. Inami, even if you want to tell me, Imchot Megillah, that they did erase the Megillah already, but they should like a din of it. Kahanim demachki, in the case that they did it not the right order, that they erased it too soon, they didn't do it the right way, still we say, what? Motzah hodoboy. Then she could retract. Then if she says she doesn't want to drink, we do not force her to drink. But, Misha Korav HaKoymeitz, once they already brought the mincha ready, the bedin ovid kahanim demachki, that now it's very good that the kahanim made the mechikas ha-megillah. After they brought the mincha, now it's good that the kahanim made the mechika, they took this megillah, and they erased it in the water, so everything was done kedin so far. Then the locher is loy motzi hodrabo. Then we do not force her, then she cannot retract. In other words, since she's scared right now, so we see when she says she doesn't want to drink, not the pshat is because she's temeya. It's very possible she's still tahira, but just she's afraid to drink. So since everything was done kedin, then we tell her no, she still has to drink. So therefore, there's no stira in Rabbi Akiva itself. But our kol ponim, the Gemara does ask, kasha the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, kol ponim still it's a stira.